Everybody in the state associates Glens Falls with basketball because of the state tournament, and you guys are bringing home a football trophy this weekend. In a town that loves its sports like Glens Falls, that's got a great, like, an all-time experience, correct?
Yeah, no doubt. It's a sports-hungry town, and it's got a great tradition in football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. And the fact that we are able to win the first state title is something that these kids can cherish for the rest of their lives. And we're just so happy for them and so thankful.
Talking to Joe Girard for a minute, he pointed back to week two where you guys were missing a ridiculous number of players and still managed to pull it together. Was that the point where you started to realize that, hey, we really do have the pieces?
Yeah, we knew going into the year that we were talented. There was no doubt about it. And then after week one, we got hit with a bunch of injuries. And that was a galvanizing game for us to go on the road at Shelmont, who's a very good team.
Right.
And to be able to beat them down there kind of made us say, we can do this, you guys. Let's just keep working hard and see how far it can take us.
As far as Joe goes, he makes plays. He does things that seem so natural, so casual almost. For a young athlete, I mean, have you seen that before? Where does that rate on the scale?
He hates this comparison. Well, he doesn't hate it. I hate this comparison because it's unfair to him, but that's the Jimmer for that play. Have you seen it, kid? Just had the vision, and the game looks slower for Joe.
Yeah.
You know, and he just has it, the it factor. And special players make special plays, and he certainly did that all year for us.
You know, he also has a family tradition to live up to. I mean, his family is one of the great sports families in that region of the state. There's got to be automatic expectations on that kid, and he seems to handle everything. He's so casual. He's so well-spoken.
We have Girard's throughout our coaching staff, his cousins. We've coached so many of them. They're the most competitive people, but I think they're better people than they are athletes, and he fits right into that mold. And he's humble, and he works his rear end off, and I think he deserves everything that he gets. And, you know, the kid's got ice water in his veins. He won a hoop shoot national free throw contest when he was 12 or something ridiculous like that. So he's been dealing with it his whole life, and I'm sure he'll continue to do it.
And at the end of the game, he makes the interception, and he's got the brains to realize, I'm just going to stand here until I get tackled because that clock is running.
That's it. Yeah, we're thrilled. And a lot of kids wouldn't, you know, with Division I basketball offers on the table, he said, no, I love football, I love to compete, and we're thrilled that he made that.
One thing about the game itself, at the end...
Yeah, fall down on that onside kick.
Yeah, well, I mean, how much of that is intentional? I mean, how much are they thinking? Do you think that they played it, that just let them return it because that's our only shot at getting it?
If they did, God bless them. I think they wanted to cover the onside first. And after we got it, we were going down, 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 but we didn't cover it. And Andrew Murphy, the kid who returned it, has been our best player all year.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm not faulting him. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, fall down, Andrew. But,